Good morning, good morning, good morning. I believe I'm rocking out. I think I got it. I think if it is, we're gonna go in. I don't know where. But let's start off with this. First and foremost, good morning and welcome to the first installment of the Dreams of Tangible Goals space. I want to say thank you again for joining today. I'm your host, of course. I'm your host on this journey. My name is Tim Jean-Louis. I also go by Coach H. Where do I start? I have a motto. I have a logo. Something that I live by. Dreams are tangible goals. And the real root of that comes through the visualization. And that's why I titled this first piece, The Power of Visualization and Turning Dreams into Reality. So, today, I just felt like I wanted to dive into the power of visualization and its ability to turn dreams into reality. I want to explore these clear and specific goals that I've used and how it applies in athletics, music, and any various discipline. And it can have a significant impact on your performance. And I'm just going to discuss some techniques that I use that can enhance some motivation for people to achieve their dreams. Because it's dreams are tangible goals. So, you know, let's dive into the science behind visualization and its effects on the brain. We can share, and I will share some inspiring stories of people that I know who've utilized visualization goal setting to overcome some of their challenges. And I'm gonna use some practical tips, exercises, like I said earlier, to help us get through. Because I believe these visual techniques such as guided imagery and mental rehearsal can highlight building mental toughness in the world today. And we'll also discuss how this can keep you focused and maintain a positive mindset in your respective disciplines. So I'm gonna ask you guys, do you have a vision? And do you believe in them? Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. American famous author Napoleon Hill once wrote, "Some consider this." Now, Muhammad Ali also said, "If my mind can conceive it, my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it." These quotes, these thought processes are examples of visualization. One of the greatest authors once said, "Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." That's the power of visualization, right? I'll give you a quick definition of it. And some call it that mental imagery, that mental rehearsal. Visualization is a cognitive process where an individual creates a mental image, a scenario in their mind, which then evolves into using this image to simulate and recreate experiences, positive, successful situations and outcomes. So in sense, this mental rehearsal can evolve into things that can be vivid and like realistic goals. Dreams are tangible goals. So there's significance behind this, because the significance of, like I asked you earlier, do you have visions and do you believe in them? The significance is that there's goal setting and there's clarity. What I mean by that first significance and that benefit of it is that once the mind can visualize something, it helps us get clear to understand our specific goals. It creates like this detailed mental image of what like success looks like to us personally. And it gives you this clarity to provide like a roadmap for achieving these objectives. Additionally, you know, number two, another significance of visualization, it increases your confidence. Because by repeatedly visualizing these successful outcomes, an individual can boost their confidence. Like visualizing themselves overcoming their challenges. Like we as runners, you visualize your PR or your great race. Artists, you visualize performing your favorite record in front of audiences. These are successful outcomes, which can help with the next piece. When imagining successful scenarios and these outcomes, that can help reduce anxiety, guys, and stress. This is something that I use. Because when you get familiar with success, it helps understand and humble you and ground you in these high pressure situations, because you are accustomed to the positive outcome because of that mental rehearsal that's been set. When you visualize, it also enhances your focus. It increases your concentration. You know, when I say that, when we talk about, you know, like this vision that came to you, it involves these mental rehearsals. It involves the steps, the actions required to get to this goal. And we go through that in our head. And for this process, that can help enhance your concentration back to the increase in the confidence. It gives you that goal setting. It gives you that clarity. It helps us stay focused to the task at hand. You know, when we talk about the significance, again, ladies and gentlemen, skill improvement is critical in the power of visualization and turning our dreams into reality. The people that I've been around, the two disciplines that I've been around, athletes, musicians, performers, they all use visualization to improve their skill sets. Because they mentally, like I've discussed this already, they mentally practice these specific movements and motions and these actions. So they can rehearse, like literally, the muscle memory, these pathways of mental fortitude that leads to improving physical and activity and success in their performance. Because it gives that positive mindset. It's that motivation. It cultivates that successful outcome. Because with this optimism of the imagery, this rehearsal that you have, this is combining with this motivation to persevere. And that's done through that mental rehearsal that we have with ourselves, that we as individuals can get closer and closer to our goals. This is brain training. And we as human beings, we have this ability to rearrange these things, reorganize. It's these new connections. And that's essentially we're training our brain for success. This is problem solving. That's why I ask you, do you have visions? And do you believe in them? Because if you are, and you do, this is where we take this unique power that we all have and turning that vision into a dream, into the reality. You know? So for me, this potent tool, it's more than just my vivid and mere imagination. The significance for me lies into my ability to shape my attitude. It boosts my confidence. It positively impacts the various aspects of my personal development by creating this mental foundation for success. I'll just share with you guys. In 2015, when I assumed the role of the Boston Public School citywide head cross-country coach, my aspiration was to be a mentor. I wish for my formative years in high school. The boys' team had consistently finished at the bottom when I first started in 2015, and I only had two girls, so we could even score. Upon leaving the Retham Developmental Center in 2015, I had a vision. I believed that one day the BPS cross-country program would ascend to one of the top 20 programs in positions scholastically ranked here in Massachusetts. And fast forward to yesterday, November 18th, that vision, that realization became evident. The boys team with a remarkable 9th place overall finish, first time in city history. The girls qualified and secured an impressive 14th place overall. So the journey for me is not cliche. It's a testament to that transformation of power of my vision. It's documented. And I placed it on this vision board. And more importantly, I invested my effort needed to instill a new culture in the team that was absent before I started coaching. So the achievement of yesterday, November 18th, it's not that we were top this, top that. It symbolizes for me personally my manifestation of a vision into a tangible success, affirming this belief and dedication in creating a culture that this transformation is possible. So shout out to all the athletes in Boston Public Schools, citywide cross country. We made history. So I'm very proud of them. You know, so in the end, I just want to be transparent with you guys. You know, this is my guiding principle. This has been my compass. And I'm grateful for my people who put me onto this step. I've discovered this impact by putting my thoughts, the pen to the paper. Journaling has become my avenue for my clarity. It's given me a purpose, a reliable anchor when I need a direction. You know, I don't got all the answers. But like I said, I started journaling my thoughts, transcribing my visions, and my dreams transformed into tangible goals. And journaling is not just about recording my events. It's a dynamic process that I do daily that breathes life into my aspirations daily. And why journaling why journaling is a fundamental aspect of visualization and can be a game changer. One, it gives you clarity of thought. Writing down your thoughts brings a sense of order to the chaos and the ideas in your mind. It clarifies your goals and aspirations. Number two, purpose gives a powerful reaction and reflection. It's purpose and reflection. Purpose, impact, and reflection. This journaling offers me the space of reflection that allows me to contemplate my journey. It allows me to see my setbacks, my success. It becomes my mirror reflection as I continue to grow daily. Journaling creates a compass for me. It provides my guidance and navigates through my challenges of moments, especially of uncertainty. When I get to sit down and write down my thoughts, it keeps me in line with my values and my goals. It's number four. It's my anchor in the times of my turbulence. It serves as sometimes strengths. It reminds me of my lessons that I've learned and a vision that has propelled me forward. And it's also a transformation of my dreams. Journaling is not just about documenting. It's the alchemist. It's a process. As I transcribe my vision, you witness this magical transformation of dreams into tangible, achievable goals. So I challenge you guys to please start journalizing, writing in your journal. It's important. These are some of the techniques and the tips that I use to, get into that. And practical tips. There's some practical tips that we can discuss. Sometimes we lack clarity in our vision. Sometimes, we're overwhelmed with this information. Sometimes inconsistency is part of our daily practice. I'm a product of it. Sometimes we're resistant to change. But these are common challenges that we all face. The lack of clarity in our vision. The overwhelmingness of duties and tasks and information. Sometimes it's just resistance to change. The inconsistency in our lives that we want to build daily habits. Let's have some solutions to that. That's why journalism, writing in your journal, gives you that reflection, that acceptance. It starts with that. Start with that self-reflection. I ask you, what are your visions? Accept them. Once you've identified these visions, you start to journal. You write them down. You put your thoughts on paper. You start to solidify your goals. Give them substance. It's the foundation of turning these abstract ideas into actionable plans. Once the vision comes to you, once you realize that, we do the research, it's the knowledge, it's the acquisition. You got to equip yourself with the tools necessary to navigate the path toward your goals. That's why we dive into the research of whatever the vision that came into you. And then you're grateful and you're mindful. You can just start to cultivate this sense of awareness because there's an opportunity of being creative and innovative. You want to incorporate mindful practices, we discuss the imagery, the thought process, Some use meditation, mindful breathing, prayer. Put that in your daily routine because that can give you fulfillment as you honor, you get closer and closer to your goals. And as you're writing your goals down, there's always a schedule in the vision. And you got to take your visions beyond just a regular thought process. You got to put them in these concepts, schedule them daily, weekly, monthly, annually, quarterly routines. You got to treat your vision with the same importance as any other commitment you have in your life. It's the same thing. Integrate them into your schedule because this will create a roadmap for consistency and progress. So with these challenges, sometimes when we lack our clarity and vision, break down your vision into smaller and manageable components. This makes the path forward clearer and more achievable. When we're overwhelmed with information, it happens. Prioritize in the journal. You got to prioritize. What is the research and this knowledge that you need to acquire? Focus on that essential information so you can manage your task appropriately. With the challenge of inconsistency, you know, I set reminders. I have alarms. I have multiple prompts, especially with my ADHD. Consistency is a key for me. In small and regular sessions, I'm more effective than being sporadic on these lengthy ones when I have these boosts of energy. So I have to set these reminders and alarms. And we as runners, sometimes we as musicians and artists, you got to embrace the change. Don't be resistant to the change. You need to embrace the change. Because embracing the change, that's that natural part of growth. That's where we recognize discomfort as a sign of progress. And it's an opportunity to stretch beyond our comfort zone. If you're an athlete, you're in the gym, you know. You're getting stronger. You're getting faster. It's that comfort zone. So, this is my first time doing it. Hopefully, I recorded it appropriately. Because for me, I'm trying to be more consistent. I've had my ups and downs. You know, I'm 44, about to turn 45 on November 27th. And just dealing with my ADHD. I'm just seeking to be a better version of me. Better husband, better father, better son, better cousin, better friend, better Coach H. I'm really thinking of, you know, I'm thinking of that opportunity. I'm really thinking about that opportunity right there. So with that, that's that dynamic process that I now am trying to visualize in my head. I want to turn that power of that vision, turn that dream into reality. Over the last decade, you know, I visioned the city getting where they needed to get in regards to scholastic cross country, and we got there. And I took on the challenge of, you know, lacking clarity and being overwhelmed. Inconsistency and the resistance to the change. But year in, year out, there was a progress. We have gotten better every year as a program, and that's a testament to the families, it's a testament to the student athletes, most important to the coaches. So I'm grateful for that. And this is my first time trying to like share in that capacity. I don't have the experience per se as the athlete, as a coach, as long as other coaches. I haven't coached as long. But the power of the vision, that was a vision. Me here, me doing Coach H Live, we alive. That is a vision that we will address in a few weeks. I'm about to close on first year of me finally stepping out and believing in that vision that came to me that I can do this in multiple facets, in multiple arenas, whether it's live stream, podcast, announcing, coaching, motivational speaker. I can do it all. These are the visions that came to me. Now I'm trying to turn this dream into reality. So we're going to document it, ladies and gentlemen. This is my first episode. This is my first take. And we're going to see what happens. I'm going to continue to be, well, the goal is to be continue to be disciplined and consistent. So I will see you guys next Sunday. If anything changes, I'll update it in social media. Same time, Sunday, 9 a.m. Guess is we're going to try to do it, Sunday, 9 a.m. I'm going to put in my schedule and prepare for the next episode. This was episode 1. I appreciate everybody. Dreams are tangible goals. Peace.